Over half a million Iranians live in Southern California. They live in neighborhoods called Little Persia, Pahlavi Boulevard, and Tarongelas. Many fled Iran in the aftermath of the Islamic Revolution there in 1979. Now, 30 years later, one Jewish Iranian beauty queen tells the story of her journey.
My name is Rosette Melamed. I was Miss Iran 1976. This is me. You see all the girls with the jeans or short sleeves and no heads is covered and makeup. It was a heaven. We never thought that it's going to be like this. Every day we thought that, okay, next week everything going to be finished. And my husband decided to take me out, and I said, no, it's a difficult time. I don't want to go to a restaurant. And he said that, you know what, Rosette, for 1 hour we go for a very small pizza. We sat next to each other, and he held my hand, and we start talking. And all of a sudden, my head was down, and I heard the noise of marching. The guy shouted at my husband, said, you come with me. And I said, oh, my God, they're going to take him away. He told him, who's this woman with you? And he said, this is my wife. If you want to eat pizza in here, you have to sit in front of her. You're not allowed to sit next to her and hold her hand. He said, okay, sir, I'll sit in front of her. I can't eat. I was shaking and I was sweating and it was like a heart attack for me. I thought that they're going to take him away and execute him. Every day you wake up, you see that they hang people and they execute people. One day we wake up and they killed my husband's cousin. They killed him simply because he was Jewish. One night my husband came home and said that, I have a ticket, two tickets. Tomorrow we're going to leave Tehran. I said, huh? My parents, our house. 2 days after we left Tehran, the war started between Iran and Iraq, and they closed all borders. For my husband and I, we didn't have that much money. That he had a mechanical engineering from England. So he started looking in newspaper and he get job. I learned fast. It was a difficult time. Now we have our own company. We made the Hands of Mars rover, and JPL give us an award that we did a good job. So he is a success. We are a successful family.
Rosette Melamed's story was produced by NPR's Amy Walters.